Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined by Randy Engston. What's up, buddy?
Good day, my friend.
Right into the, right into it.
Let's go. Let's just throw shade. Fire.
All right, we're going to salt everything up. real quick, guys, just so you know, I'm a gym owner.
What?
And I get served ads all the time. And I chuckle. I laugh. I look at some of these claims that I'm seeing right now, and it's absurd.
Yeah.
To be, you know, blunt. What am I talking about? We guarantee 100 leads or 100 clients.
100 members, yeah.
100 members, 150 members in the next, 6 weeks, or you don't pay us until you do, or whatever. You see them all the time. And if you really look, like I'm a scholar of marketing, messaging, and psychology based on all the stuff that we've read. I really love it, right? Yeah. And it's like, how do I, I look at the claims that are being positioned for marketing companies that are, marketing towards gym owners. And I'm like, well, why are they doing that? Mm-hmm. Because, in Eugene Short's book, Breakthrough Advertising, there's a graph on market sophistication. Mm-hmm. By the time, marketing offers are stale in a market, the claims have to become more and more ridiculous. The unique mechanisms become more and more wild and more exaggerated. And it's funny because we're at that point of market sophistication 4, where you have to, everybody's seen everything. Yeah. Everybody's been burned. Everybody's tried everything. The way that they're doing it, it's nothing new. Everybody's seen it, been there, done that. And so now it's like, well, if we just risk reversal and triple your money back and guarantee 100 new members, a high ticket, and you pay us a dollar, and all that stuff becomes, at a point it becomes so ridiculous that you have to make a podcast about it.
the ridiculous has become the norm.
Yeah. And then just so the next phase of market sophistication after this style of marketing stops working, you stop talking about the offer, you stop talking about the unique mechanism, the claims are gone and becomes us against them.
Yep.
Are you one of us or are you one of them? And then, so you're going to start seeing that probably the next year, come back to this podcast when you start seeing it, be like, oh yeah, that's right. There market sophistication number 5 states, if you're a gym owner like us, then, our way is the best. We're not talking about the way. We're not talking about the claim. It's just, it's a tribe.
The tribe mentality.
Mentality. It's an interesting concept that's going to be happening here soon. Mm-hmm. And so I, get served these ads, and I popped into one. I'm like, okay, cool. They're doing a free training on this XYZ thing. Cool. And I'm laser focused on the thing that is getting the result. What is it that they're claiming that they offer to the end consumer that gets a result? So I go through the spiel and I'm fast forwarding. It was like a course, and this guy owns 500 gyms, and it's like, we've done this with thousands of, all the claims. And I started looking into it, and he finally flashed what the offer was. 6-week challenge.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you kidding me? What is going on in this damn industry? Like, everybody's got a gimmick, hook, play, challenge, risk-free, free this, bait and switch. Guys, run. What do you believe in at your gym? What do you stand for? What is the reason people get results with you? Not what the marketing agency tells you to run. Stop all that. Look internal. And it's like, what does my gym do? What do we do here? How do we get results? How did Betty get those results? And how did John get those results over the last year? What is it that we did with those people? Well, we did strength training 4 days a week, and we did a little metabolic conditioning. We did some nutrition coaching, and they took some supplements. Okay. what does that cost? Like, what does it cost you to serve? How, you know, what's your margins? Productize that solution, and that's your proprietary system.
Yeah.
Put a name on it. Cool. But like, you already do something that works, or else you wouldn't be in business. Clients in your gym get results. Who are the happiest clients in your gym? What are they doing?
Yeah.
Like, even forget all of the garbage that you're being like
force-fed on
force-fed. Yeah. Shove down your fucking throats, guys. Yeah. Like, stop looking at that and decide, hey, you know what? I'm going to take responsibility for my own business here. I'm going to say, okay, what are the things that we do that are great? What are the things that we do that aren't so great? Maybe we should not do those things, or maybe we need to get better at those things. But you do something and people get results and you enjoy doing it. So productize that and make that a program, or make that your membership.
Yeah.
And then market that.
Yep.
Stop falling for it, guys. It's too easy to win, but it's way easier to lose.
Well, I think we have to frame kind of like the position I think a lot of gym owners are into, right? There's a desperation, a feeling of like, I need momentum today. I'll sell my soul to the devil to put 50 clients through my front door so that I can pay my bills next month. And unfortunately, like, that mentality is always cyclical. Like, you're grasping at straws. You're not doing anything that's creating any real change. You're throwing shit at the wall and seeing what sticks, period. And that's like the whole MO of the business owner is just, let me jump from the next trick, play, hook, whatever it is, silver bullet marketing campaign to hopefully get somebody through the front doors of my business. But at the end of the day, you as the gym owner have to take responsibility. And to Tim's point, understand what it is. What is the service you provide? What is the solution you're bringing to the marketplace? If you can speak to that, you can attract clients without the need for all that garbage, without having to burn your business down to cater to the next 6 weeks of challengers that you're selling and doing things that you don't agree with, you don't align with, your business doesn't do on a normal basis. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like somebody going to a marketing agency, Coca-Cola going to a marketing agency, and them saying, hey, people like hot dogs. Start selling hot dogs. That'll get them to drink more Coca-Cola. Like, how would I just sell Coke better?
Well, the gym would be like, will it get people in the door?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, guess we're selling hot dogs today.
And that's the unfortunate part, but that's why there are so many agencies. Guys, these are overnight, like, there's an explosion of these because they see you guys eating up these plays. Everybody's jumping to the next promise. And to Tim's point, again, the claims have gotten so ridiculous. I mean, I literally see 150 to 300 members in the next 30 days or you get your money back. There's not one of them that will provide that. Not one.
Well, they ain't giving you your money back.
And they're not giving you, exactly.
Attention gym owners, are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show.
So you're going to continue to work with them and you know, what are they
at a cost,
but what are they offering to the market that is driving the people in the door? Right. And so this particular one was a 6 week challenge, which we're adamant against challenges for a lot of reasons. Do they bring people in the door? Yeah. But they cause 20 other problems that I'm not willing to sell out for. Because I've got a great business here.
And we talked about, on the last episode, about the difference between a results-oriented, focused client looking to lose 30 pounds in 6 weeks or whatever, 20 pounds in 6 weeks, versus attracting a lifestyle client and what that means to your business over the long term. Mm-hmm. Every one of these marketing agencies are selling short-term, flash-in-the-pan style growth. None of them are providing scale. None of them will take you the distance. Every single one of those plays hits your marketplace. If you're the first to the market with it, how the hell that's even possible at this point. But even if you were, your market's going to adopt to that offer. The same reason you as a gym owner are seeing more ridiculous claims, so is your audience when you're signing up for challenges that are promising them that their ass falls off in a month and a half. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't expect clients to be coming to you and sticking with you when you're challenging your integrity by selling to your marketplace things that you don't agree and align with.
Yeah.
And it's getting so, obviously we're fired up about something like this because it's sad to us to see agency after agency after agency jumping into the marketplace, going after gym owners, attacking them with things that sound too good to be true because they are. And that's really what it comes back to is you're selling your soul to the devil for a marketing play. You might get 3-6 months out of that play and then you're stuck.
And the clients are gone. And that's the other thing. It's it breaks your systems internally. Yeah. We're very adamant. Like I'm in the middle of this book, right? Like this is in there. All this is in there. Literally chapter 18. We talked about the systematic trials and all that stuff. Point is this, you guys are being told what to run in your own gyms. So you got an outside dude. Maybe they've run a gym. Maybe they never run a gym. I'm guessing they probably don't. Or if they did, they closed it, right? Because why would they close their own gyms? It wasn't successful. That's why they would close it. Or we sold it for what? Peanuts? Like, show me the guy that sold his gym for 7 figures and then went into marketing agencies. Like, it became a marketing. Show me that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, and the marketing that followed.
Yeah.
You know, like, is that how he got to 7 figures? And is that the marketing that he was doing then? Or did he just pivot to a different business because he was tired of the gym game?
Well, the gym game's too hard. It was too hard. It's too easy to sell to suckers that are eat up anything because they're desperate.
Yep.
The whiz bang marketing hooks and strategies, then you buy it. You run the thing and then all these people come in and you got to service them differently with products you don't believe in, 6-week this, whatever it is. Like there's a million now. Look guys, we're trying, it's a PSA. It's what it is. We're trying to look out for you. I don't know what else to say about it.
There's one more thing I want to kind of just piggyback off of that is you as the owner have to take some responsibility in your decisions with these organizations also, because I want to point out one thing. If you're hell-bent on the risk removal of their offer working, there's a good chance that you're looking for that because you also don't believe that it's going to work. So why you're doing it against your own better judgment, you're more worried about the refund that you get than the result going into it. And if that's where your thoughts are, that's the only thing you're going to walk away with. I mean, think of the reason that all of them have these ridiculous risk reversal offers right there leading their front end of the conversation. It's because, one, they know what they're selling. Two, they know that you as the gym owner need to hear something like that because you don't have faith because
you've been burned
by every other one of them selling you the same thing in a different, with different lipstick on it, right? And so you've got to, if nothing changes, nothing changes. You have to go into your marketing with a different belief, with a different way of doing it. We talk about some of the other ways that we've marketed for years. We've got podcasts about it. We coach to it. None of what it takes to run a $1 million gym here has any sort of, ridiculous claims front end off. We sell memberships and you got a trial
period
before you're locked into the contract. And people walk through the doors. It's
they want it.
That's they're coming in to buy a membership at our gym.
We're getting ready to hang a banner in the next month that's going to display a price for our normal rates. And people are going to come in and they're going to sign up for that. There's no short-term anything. There's no discount. There's nothing. They're going to see the offer. They're going to see the price and they're going to say, I want the deal. And that's our normal price, right? Mm-hmm. Like you can, yeah, no problem. Come on in. So why does that banner work? The reason that something like a banner works where you're just telling people the price is because they think it's higher than that.
Sure.
And they've got some perceived idea of what the actual cost is. And when you tell them and it's, I can afford it, they just come in. It's a different way, but that's another hook.
Yeah.
That's not a gimmick.
Well, and you said offer is, I think is a concept that we should probably do a podcast on is what components go into an offer, right? Is it a short term? Is it a membership? Is it your price points? Is there risk removal for the consumer that's purchasing it? Like all of the components that go into creating an offer, you as a gym owner should know what your offer is. You know, if somebody just says what's your offer and you go, we do this, we do semi-private for $99 a week. That can be your offer. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You could also have a 6-week challenge with nutrition and all of these things. And then at the end of it, you got, you know, your risk reversal, like you get your money back if you don't hit your goals or all sorts of things. Those are components of the offer. But you have to be clear on that offer. You have to be the one presenting, creating, coming up with your proprietary offer.
And you have to be willing to deliver what the offer states. Yeah. Without breaking down your system, burning your coaches out, and working 10 times harder to get somebody to join your gym at the end when you can just have them join in the beginning.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go. Doesn't that sound a little bit easier? Why go through this? The whole point of the challenge is to get the members out the back end.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Well, then why don't you just get them in the front and stop worrying about that thing?
Yeah. And I think that just goes back to just knowing how to position your offer to the marketplace without having to slash prices, throw ridiculous claims out there, do things like that. But unfortunately, I mean, guys, like consider yourself your client. Like you're buying the same type of marketing that you're then turning around and you're selling to the marketplace. And if that's you, your results are much like you're experiencing with your clients. They're coming in, they're getting a short-term solution. It might work for a little bit, and then all of a sudden they're gone looking for the next solution. You're over here buying a marketing offer from somebody who's overclaiming, under-delivering, getting short-term results, and then the next thing you know, you're looking for somebody else to provide you with the same thing. If you want your client to start thinking differently about the solution you provide, you need to start thinking about the solution you provide differently, and I think that's kind of where you should start.
Yep. Perfect. All right, that's it for this episode. PSA, be careful out there, folks. You need help? You know where to find us. Join our Facebook group, would you?
There you go.
We can go jam over there. That's it for this episode. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. And thank you for listening to that episode of the Built to Grow podcast, where we help gym owners win. Now, do you want to connect with me and other gym owners online? All you need to do is join our private Facebook group, Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. Just head on over to Facebook and type in Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. And when you do, we're going to give you our 10 marketing strategies 7-figure gym owners use to win. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, keep building something great.